Welcome to Spirit Healer, a Hearthstone Mercenaries podcast. Your resting point between quests. Let's join our hosts as we talk about this week's events in Hearthstone Mercenaries.
Welcome to Spirit Healer, a Hearthstone Mercenaries podcast, a podcast focused on taking you through Mercenaries news, updates, and weekly topics to keep you at the top of your Mercenaries game. I am Dragon Rider, joined as always by my fellow hosts, Cinder and Simba. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Hey yo, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
It's great and it's getting better.
Yes, and we are back this week. Thank you everyone for your patience while we took last week off to make sure that we actually, could give ourselves a little bit of time to get through everything and have stuff to talk about. And we do. We have some things. Yeah.
And move in.
Hopefully it's going well, because that is exhausting.
Yeah, it's still happening, but I'm at least in a... I got my desk is set up. My computer is turned on. I got my internet turned on. That was kind of the issue. Like, I kind of had things, but I needed to build the desk. I needed to wire everything. It wasn't happening last week. But now, we in there.
Yay. That's good. Yeah, it's hard to actually, like, play and do content and all that when you're trying to, you know, have a place to do that and have internet to do that, because otherwise it's kind of difficult.
Well, the internet's real nice now. I'm clocking 1.4 gigs up and down.
Well, we got the fancy internet.
We smoking. Oh yeah. Well, you know, need that work from home speed, man.
Guaranteed.
Yes. Ugh. I don't even know what mine is. I'm so like potato when it comes to that kind of potato.
fast.com, that's all you need.
Yes. Is that a thing?
No.
Yes, fast.com yes. will tell you how fast your internet is.
Yes. Oh. Fast.
Fast.com.
That. I guess I'll stop going to speed test.
Yeah.
Fast.com.
Now you know. See, if you learn anything from this show, at least you we learned that. I love it. Oh. Well, let's get into talking about some mercenary stuff, because it feels like it's been a while now, but we did have, I guess the last episode that we put out, we recorded the night before the patch dropped. So we recorded and we talked about the mercenaries that were coming out, but we hadn't gotten a chance to play them at that point. So now it's been some time, right? We've had the 22.2 launch. So we got training grounds, we got 5 new mercenaries, we got the PvE, new PvE area, which was Alterac Valley, that had 6 new bounties, and then we got some quality of life stuff that we've noticed over time, which I don't, like, they didn't mention a lot of this stuff in those patch notes, because they weren't even in the patch notes. We didn't talk about that, and then just as we've played, we were like, oh, that's different. Oh, this is not looking like it was before, so that's kind of interesting.
I like them a lot, too. It was almost like they left them as a secret. Like, they're like, they'll find them eventually, because a lot of them are actually super cool.
Yeah, like, they snuck in a bunch of different things. I think my favorite thing out of these little QOL bits, when you're in your collection, it shows you the amount of coins you have underneath the mercenary. And I don't know if that's like 22.2 new, but this is the first time I've seen it. And I'm like, that's really handy.
I think, I'm pretty sure that's been since launch, right? I feel like I've always seen that.
Has it? Am I just that not paying attention to my mercenary screen?
Okay. Yes. Well, that's how I knew for 8 weeks that I had not enough Malfurion coins.
you know what? 22.2 is the patch where Cinder finally noticed it. So there you go. It's still a cause for celebration.
It is.
If they gave us nothing, you still would have gotten a quality of life change.
It's so cool. They gave us this thing where I can see how many coins I need for things. It's so great.
I do kind of wish it showed you, like, the total of stuff, though. I don't know. Maybe that would just be, like, it would look too clogged up or something, but...
Like how many you needed to finish out that
night. Yeah.
That would be handy.
That'd be super interesting.
But I don't know. That maybe that would be like a turn off for some people. You know, if you're like, I'm looking at mine right now, I'm like, oh, I've got 16 Mukla coins, which I do have some of Mukla stuff leveled. But, you know, if I was looking at that and it said out of like 2,800 or however many total it is, and be like, it's kind of sad. Maybe that's why they don't.
Yeah, me with zero Vanessa coins. Just like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, still got some of those Legos that are like just shy of what I need. I think Sylvanas is at, let's see, I'm gonna flip over to Sylvanas. Sylvanas is, yeah, 494. So I just need six coins and then I can craft her.
Oh, that's how mine, like Jirax is 394. I'm like, what? Why do we get in 34? Yeah. Why do we get these odd numbers? Like, can't we just get them in like even increments? I don't know.
That would be an interesting change if they always came in an even or around increment,
like fives and tens.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, maybe. But then they couldn't drive you crazy with like the 498 coins.
I have seen it several times. You need 150 to upgrade, and you have 146. Why? Yeah. No. That's so weird.
Then I gotta go look and see which boss drops that coin. Yeah. And yeah.
Yes. But they did change some other things, which talking about. So, what we're talking about the mercs, okay? And I didn't realize this, I guess, or it didn't click. But for previous mercs, not the new ones that they added, right? Because the five new ones that we just got, we talked before about getting their third equipment piece, which is now behind the boss. But previous mercs before that, they changed the third equipment piece. Instead of it being task 7, you now only need to get to task 6.
Whoa.
That's news. I didn't realize that either. I thought they just left them all at 7 and then we're going to, moving forward, put the third equipment behind a boss. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think Chess pointed it out maybe on Twitter, just the fact that like, oh, is this at 6? Has this always been that way? And Don and I were like, that's new. But that's a nice change though, because like, you know, I think people were kind of looking at the comparison of, okay, so heroic bounty, you know, depending on how your collection looks, having to finish a heroic bounty could be a lot easier, or it could be a lot more difficult than a task 7. But task 7 is still super grindy. And I don't think we have it in the notes either, but they did reduce some of the amount of stuff that you have to do for some of the tasks. Like, some of the tasks are just out of control. Like, I have to kill how many beasts? Like, what? And, you know, or I don't know which one specifically they are, but I noticed a few of them, they ticked them down to, like, more reasonable levels. So they're definitely, like, incrementally creeping the grind backwards a little bit, which I think is good.
That is. Actually, I didn't notice that either. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's only like 2 or 3, but somebody pointed them out, and I was like, that's good. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, make them a little less scary.
Yeah. Well, also kind of with that, too, talking about the tasks, I also noticed, we were talking about this in our Twitter chat, but between the three of us, was like, wait, when I get the mysterious stranger and the three choices pop up, I can hover over them and it shows you which task you're gonna get if you pick it. Yay. I'm so excited. Like, I love that change so much. I was just like I was so excited. I was just like screenshotting and I was like, I think I sent that message to you guys in, like, all caps. I was like, you can see what task you're going to get. And I just started sending screenshots, and Cinder was like, pick one already.
Choose a task.
Just do it.
But I was like, that is so fantastic because, I mean, a lot of people, but I know for me, I don't remember which of the, I don't remember which of the people in my party, which of the mercs in my party I have a task for. But then if I'm trying to get to the, well, now task 6, but if I'm trying to task grind, I'm like, I don't remember if I'm on task 2 for this or if I've already done the task for the third equipment and I just forgot. And then I accidentally click that one and then all of a sudden it's like, here's task 8. And I'm like, oh crap, I should have picked the other one. So now the fact that you can just hover over and it shows you, it's like, oh, good. Now I can know easily which one I want to pick, so I don't have to spend even more time doing those, or I don't have to go back and like get rid of it off my task board and grind through another thing to try to find the mysterious stranger.
Yeah, the number of times I was running like a task farming comp, and I'd be flying through, and I'd be like, all right, when you get to the stranger, go back to the campfire, right? Like, figure out what task you need so you know which one to click. And I would just be running through the bosses so fast. Not the bosses, but the battles. I'd get to the mysterious stranger, and I would just click it, and I would just stare at it, just in pain. Just, ugh. I have no idea which one I need.
Yeah,
and there was a couple times where I was like, I definitely need this task next. 100%. I'd click it, and it'd be like, here's 15 coins. Death bomb. Just
that's the worst, when your board's full and you're like, cool, mysterious stranger. Shit.
I was so mad a couple of times, because all I had to do, right, was like look, but I'd forget to check.
Just stop and look. Well, because you know, when you're grinding, you kind of go a little autopilot, right? And you stop paying attention 100% to the game, and you just start auto-clicking, you get on that trigger finger, and then you're just, before you know it, you done goofed it.
Oh, 100%. I mean, whether you're a streamer and talking to chat, or you're just, like, vibing, you know, maybe you're watching a YouTube video, and you're like, I'm gonna knock out my tasks for the day, and you're just like, click, click, pointy click, 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 and all of a sudden you're just there. You're just in the middle of it with no idea what's going on. But now we know.
I like that. You just click, 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 in the middle of it. Yeah. That's it. It's pretty much how it feels, yep.
At least it's not as bad as, you know, playing an RPG for like 40 hours and then, you know, not playing it for a couple weeks and then coming back to it and trying to remember what the hell you were doing.
Okay, yeah, it's definitely worse. Yes, 100%.
But it has that same feeling of like, what was I doing? Oh my god.
Yeah, there's just a level of bad below bad for gamers sometimes.
So maybe this is like my ADHD, but even for me, like, if I take a couple of days off of, like, even Hearthstone, I still will come back after, like, a weekend, and I'm like, I have no idea what I was doing. So, like, yeah. Even for me, I'm like, I don't remember what task I was doing. I don't remember what thing I was working on. So for it to pop up and just tell me, I'm like, oh, thank God. I don't have to screw it up now, and I don't have to try to remind myself to go back to that other screen like Simba was talking about and look at the tasks, or it's so nice. And you can just hover over it, so it's not like you're not worried about, if I accidentally click on something, is it gonna accept it for me? Like, you just hover over it, no clicking, you know, which I actually really like that aspect too.
Big thanks to the team. We got one more, right? Two more? One more?
One more? Two more?
Yes,
definitely the portrait thing.
Portraits.
Yeah. Did either of you open packs after the launch of 22.2?
Yes.
Yay. Absolutely not. I got too many portraits. I was
absolutely not. Oh no. Well, then you may have not seen this, but yeah, when you open packs now, it's different if you open a portrait versus like a new card, for example, a new mercenary that you don't have. So the mercenary itself will still look like the normal, like the kind of rectangle card shape. But if you open a portrait, it actually has like that oval portrait shape icon. So you know it's a portrait and not a new merc, which I think is fantastic too, because then you know, oh, okay, that's a portrait. And it's not like you're like, I don't know, when mercenaries launched, right, there was a lot of people that were kind of upset because you'd open these what looked like cards, and then you'd have three, you know, you'd open three of supposedly what looked like the same mercenary, when really it was one mercenary and two portraits, but they all looked the same. And so people were like, well, why am I opening more of these when I don't have them all? And that was definitely something that a lot of people were asking for or complaining about. And I think this is a really great way to start adjusting that and making it very obvious that they're different things while still like working towards, you know, the implementations that they're likely working on. I'm sure they're working on more to adjust for things like finding new mercs over more repetitive things. But I don't know. I just little changes like this. We talked about it before when the chest, you know, when you got to the end of a bounty and the chest changed, and now it's like the little kind of bouncy little treasure satchels.
Yeah, but that's true. That's great. They did change. I noticed that.
Yeah, but it's just like those small little visual things that just makes it look so neat. It looks so polished. It looks so different for each thing. And I don't know. Personally, I love that. So, I don't know. Cinder, you said you opened some packs, and you noticed this as well when you were opening packs?
Yeah. This is like the first pack I cracked. I was like, hey, what is that thing? Oh, it's a portrait. That's neat. But like, I think, you know, it's a small thing, but I think what it alleviates is like the jebaited factor, where you're like, oh, card back, I got another mark. Oh, it's just a portrait. You know, some people like portraits, yeah, but some people still need to fill out their collections too. And it is a minor thing, but when you're burning through packs and you're like, man, I got so many card backs flipping. Nope, they're just portraits. So at least it gives you an accurate representation of what you're about to open, you know, instead of, you know, having that disappointment when you flip it. It's not what you wanted.
Yeah, I definitely think there should be a higher chance of opening a mercenary if you don't have all the mercenaries than the portraits. Yeah. But as much as I could like complain about that, I'm just glad that they got rid of, or I should not got rid of, but that they added duplicate protection when it comes to cards and mercenaries and all that. You can't get duplicates of things like you used to be able to. So I can only complain so much, because that would be a hell of a ride. The way that they're adding new mercenaries, you get like three of the same mercenary and three of the same portrait. I guess that's impossible because we can't dust anything. There's no common currency yet, right?
Yeah, oh, man. You know, we need to put that on the list. I feel like they've got it on the list, because there's some people out there who have full collections and have thousands and thousands of coins left over that they can't do anything with because that merc is finished. But you keep getting coins for that merc, so you can't do anything. I really would like to see an exchange system for merc coins. What, yeah, no matter how they value it, doesn't matter.
That's the biggest feels bad man in the whole mode right now, I think, virtually. Even as someone who doesn't have a full set, that has to be the biggest feels bad man of them all. For the people that are loving this game mode into it, got the collection, got everything at 30, getting the tasks done, and they're just like, well, what do I do with these now? Nothing.
Well, hopefully they'll add something like that in the future. I'm sure, like you said, it's got to be on the list. I know it's another one of the things that a lot of people have been asking for. I don't know what they're going to do yet. Maybe they're going to extend or create more things that you can use those coins for each mercenary, but who knows. But I guess in terms of the quality of life features, that was it. But those feel like big things to me, like especially the task part of it.
Yeah, because that's affecting actual in-game decisions. Like a lot of this stuff is just, you know, oh, this is nice to have. Oh, it's a nice little visual update. Or no, that's like, this improves your gameplay while you're doing tasks or while you're doing bounties. Because now you don't have to click back and try to figure out, go to the campfire, figure out where you are and everything. It's an in-game decision that you get to make without leaving the bounty. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things that make things flow good. I've learned that.
As long as we're talking about things flowing, can we please put the level 30 equipment in the dang game mode and stop making me go back to the flipping
achievements
board, yeah, which I never look at?
That's a funny one to bring up. Like, I'll go in sometimes, I'll be like, dude, I haven't played at all. Like, what do I have in my achievement board? And it'll be like, geared up cookie. And I'm like, oh. Probably wouldn't have known that. Like, I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, and it's so interesting because the other two pop, like it's a little pop up, right? It pops up, it gets big on the screen, and it's like, hey, you unlocked this equipment. Ta-da! And then you just get it right away. But that third equipment, yeah, you have to go back to the achievements to claim it. Which I understand their thinking there, but in theory, it's great, but in practice, it's terrible.
I mean, the only thing I can think they're doing is trying to drive people to the achievement board, but the achievement board does nothing unless you just really like achievements. I don't know.
Yes.
I could be wrong about this, but whenever like a new set drops, granted it wouldn't work this way for the mercenaries, but when you go into like gameplay or collection, the newest like gameplay or collection, doesn't that usually give you, I don't know if they're called scrolls or not, but like XP towards the track?
Yes.
I don't know if I worded that well. Yeah.
Yeah. The current expansions, like gameplay achievements, do give you experience towards the reward track. So there is that you know, if She's you go in much, and you get those, though. But if you do a bunch, it can add up. But yeah, again, I mean, not everybody even cares about the achievements. Now, some people do, some people think they're fun, but there's not really much of an incentive to like go in. And I mean, like you said, Simba, it's not really merc related. So if you play mercs and you get an achievement, like it doesn't matter for your reward track. So it's like, well, okay, well, if I'm talking about mercenaries and having to go to the achievement board, I don't give a crap if it's like what expansion we're on or whatever, because it's not even doing anything. So
yeah, sorry. Meh. I didn't say anything because I was trying to figure out, I was like, let me think of an idea of what it could possibly do instead of give an equipment, and I can't think of anything. I mean, like, XP is the best thing I got, and like you said, some people don't even really care about that if mercs is what they're grinding, because right, like, we've had a couple mercs in the battle pass, right, like a couple and like a one or two portraits, but not a ton. Most of that is like alternate heroes and cards and XP boost for the pass. So
yeah, so I don't know, it's that definitely I think would be nice too. But let's talk about the things that came out with the patch. Now, one thing that I mean, let me know what you guys think, but I have loved the training grounds. It is like my favorite thing. I'm like, oh yes, thank you, because weeks where I feel super busy with other stuff, I still feel like I can just go in there a couple times throughout the week and I feel like I'm progressing my mercenary stuff, and I love that fact. It feels so good. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. Like, there is a week that, not purposefully, I didn't touch mercenaries at all. Since the training grounds have come out, I'm at least clicking on the game mode multiple times per week. Because, like, I do still want to play it. I just don't have some of the mercenaries up to level 30 to complete some of the bounties that I want to. But I am always looking at it. It's no longer, like, I'll get to it if I think about it, if that makes sense. So, like, small victory.
Yeah, because your collection isn't just idling, you know, idling in the sense that it's not doing anything. Like, it just, before, it just remained static. Now you can, even if you're not doing anything, you throw something in there, you have something to check on, if anything, you know, even if you don't have time to play. Like, absolutely right. It was perfect for me this past week and a half, moving cross state, you know, two states, because there was a chunk of time where I was either driving or I didn't have internet, but I could throw mercs in the training grounds on my phone. So I have like Sinestra, Rathian, and Loco, all leveled up to 30 now. So like, that was really helpful because I wanted to like try them out and start collecting some coins for them, you know, once I got up and running. So if I didn't have the training grounds, I'd have been trying to do this from level one with all those. So this is much better for me, at least. It's been definitely, I would say godsend, but it's really a dev send. Thank you, devs, for this mana from heaven. That's a really long clip. I need to find a shorter one.
I do be clapping for a long time. Oh, wait. Sorry.
That's funny. Yeah, it's been fantastic, and let's talk about some of the aspects of it, because I know one thing that a lot of people have asked, and I think Cinder specifically put this in our notes, so we made sure we talked about it, but the amount of time it takes you if you put one in at like, let's say you just opened it. Okay, so it's level one. You throw it in the training grounds. How long is it going to take you to get there? And I definitely knew people were going to be asking this, and I wanted to know. I did actually two videos. I did one and like then a follow-up on my YouTube. But it takes total about 52 or 53 hours to get from level 1 to 30 with it just sitting in the training grounds. Now, that is the, you can only put them in for 25 hours at a time until it's like you have to go in and actually, basically collect the experience that they've gained and then restart that 25 hours. So if you put it in, let's say 3 o'clock in the afternoon on one day, the next day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can go back and that'll be the 25 hours. But if you don't go back until like 7 a.m. on that next morning, they'll have just been sitting there for hours and hours and hours. So that's not going to count towards that 52 to 53 hours. But if you had to spend even half that amount of time leveling them individually with playing like the bounties and stuff, that's still so many hours you have to put in to just level one thing. And you can level two, if you've upgraded it, you can level two mercs in the training grounds at once.
For just 300 gold.
Yes. So did you both use this a lot then? You were both putting stuff in. How many mercs have you been putting in so far into the training grounds in the last 2 weeks?
Okay, now I have to look. I definitely put in Lokalar, I put in Rathion, I put in Sinestra, and then I started putting in stuff that, you know, from previous time periods that have been slacking. So Uther's sitting in there at the moment, and Gul'dan is right next to him. You know, 52 to 53 seems like, it sounds like a lot, right? But really, that's 2 days, right? If you take a lunch break on Monday and put somebody in there, put two somebodies in there, by lunch on Wednesday, you got a level 30, two level 30 mercs. So it's not that bad. It's really not that bad. And you can accelerate things a little bit because the mercs aren't locked in the training grounds while they're in there. You can put them in your comps when you're doing PvE stuff. And I guess for PvP, I haven't tried. But yeah, like you get both. Like you'll get the training ground experience and the bounty experience. So you kind of get to double up and accelerate things a little bit in that way. So it's definitely helped a lot, I can tell you what. And man, I'm sure we're going to talk about Lokalar soon, but gee whiz. This is just Lokalar's world and we're just living in it.
How about you, Simba? How many mercs have you been working on leveling over the last 2 weeks with training grounds?
Last 2 weeks, I have maxed from level 1, 3 mercenaries, and I have maxed from other levels anywhere between like 15 and 23, 5 more, and I currently have 2 in the training grounds. One is level 14 and another level 1. So nice. Almost 10. It'll be 10 here in a couple days that I'll have maxed without doing a single bounty with them, just from the training grounds.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about it is like, did I step on you, Dawn? I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
I was gonna say the cool thing, but this is more of a funny, ironic thing. Like, so I got the mercs up to level 30, the new mercs up to level 30, and then I go to like put them in a comp. I'm like, oh no, all their powers and equipment are at level 1. Like, this is gonna stink. Like, Lokalar's abilities do 1 damage. Like, this is no good. So now I have to go run through the bounties and start collecting coins for them, because otherwise they're not going to be, even at level 30, they're like, meh, you know? So it's like, shoot, and that, they got me. They dragged me in. This is how they're going to drag me back through Blackrock and Alterac Valley.
Honestly, if that's what it takes, well done.
Yep.
Yeah, well, right? Absolutely well done. I can't even be mad at that.
It's so true. I know, I was looking. I've leveled like 5 mercs from level 1 to 30, and another one is at 28. And then I just started another one earlier today, too. So it's like, and that's like casually doing it. I mean, I was, because I did the videos, I was like, you know, to the minute, basically, on like the 25-hour thing the first several days. And then after that, it kind of become just like, oh yeah, let me do that. Or like every day before stream, I check it or something. But yeah, if I had just focused on playing bounties or trying to jam them in PvP and hope to get paired up versus bots and stuff to level those, I probably wouldn't have gotten even that many leveled. It's like, yeah, I'm so glad. But yes, there is that slight hindrance of, you know, yeah, cool, he got them to level 30, but you have no coins. And their abilities are a little sad to try to use them, which I guess can lead into the next part of the conversation, which is talking about, I think probably all three of us at least did a couple of the new mercs. We're like, all right, level those babies up. Let's throw those in the training grounds. So how we feel about the new mercs so far? I want to hear what you guys have to say.
I'm going
to
go first because I don't know. I am behind. I am behind by one release of mercenaries. I've been doing like Vanessa Van Cleef. I've been leveling those up. I was trying to finish my rewards track so I could take that gold and buy packs and get the new mercs for just gold. And then I will level those up. So like Trigor and Van Cleef, those are great. I'm loving those right now. But as far as like new, yeah, that's all you guys.
I tried Galvengar just because I got a task for him like right away. I am at the moment unimpressed, but I, you know, he might just need to get his abilities leveled to a higher extent. But like, I don't know, I wasn't feeling it too hard. So then I got Lokalar up, and even with like level 1, level 2 abilities, that dude rules. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around how wacky powerful those abilities are going to be once I got him fully leveled. Because, like, even just with level 1 stuff going through, like, you know, some of the lower level bounties, like, he was just, the frost damage just stacks and stacks and stacks, and he just goes off. So I'm like, I was having so much fun with him that I didn't even get a chance to play with the dragons that I was excited about. I'm like, oh no, Rathion and Sinestra, I was going to play with you two, and I forgot, because Lokalar owns this mode right now.
Dragons was like everything you wanted. That was like, it you is. Were the most excited about dragons than anything we've talked about in the last 4 weeks.
I know, I got caught up in the snowball. It's just too good. But I will get to the dragons. I need to get them some coins to get those abilities leveled up, but I'm gonna get to him next week. I'll have more to talk about with him, but yeah, Lokalar, man, and it seems like he's all the rage on in the merc community too. People are playing all kind of compositions with him in it, so it seems good.
I did see that a lot of people were talking about Lokalar. I haven't really gotten to try him out. He's the one that I still haven't leveled up at all. I've put like all of the other new ones in, but. Not him. I should have started with Lokalar. I'm sad now.
Well, no, this is good. Now you get to tell us about the ones that I didn't play, so.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten to, like, test them a whole bunch, but the dragon stuff is not as great as I was hoping from what I've gotten to do so far, which makes me sad, because I was super excited for that. They're fine. Like, ish? For, you know, PvE. I didn't really play them at all in PvP yet, so I don't know there. I'm definitely going to be testing them more in PvP, but, you know, again, I didn't get to play as much because, like, I've been super busy with other content stuff that I was doing and doing some, like, training things 2 weeks ago, so that was taking up a bunch of time, but, yeah... Lokalar is the one that now, after trying the other ones, Lokalar is the one I'm most excited for. And I think I was worried about the randomness of Lokalar, but I don't think it's actually as
it's
big
fine.
Of a deal as what I thought. Yeah. Yeah. Fine. After seeing other people's good. Chat, it's like, oh, okay. Because, well, you know, when we were talking about it before, I was looking at like, okay, well... you know, it repeats it. It's random. Like, the repeating, and when you build it up or level up, I mean, then it gets stronger. And cool, that's great. But I kept thinking, I don't know. That's like in standard, you know, when you get to throw like 2 damage to a random enemy or something. It's like, eh, sometimes that's not great. But boy, has it seemed good here. And I'm excited to actually play Localar for myself.
Yeah, like I just went with the dummy way to do it. I just typed in Frost in the search bar and threw everybody in the comp. So like Jaina, think about Jaina, like her Frost's what do we call it? Accumulation ramp, whatever. Like, you know, Ice Flows 3. I've only got it at 3, but it's, you know, gain +3 frost damage every time it hits, you know, and I think that's as high as it goes. But like, so that's +3 damage. So that means it's +3 to every one of Localar's repeating hits on that first ability. So it adds up fast.
It sounds like it. I'm excited. I want to try it. Wait. No. I was going to say, have either of you tried Belinda? But I think I remember right before we started recording, Cinder, I think you said she's the one you don't have yet?
I don't have Belinda, but I have seen people making comps with Belinda and Localar that look pretty... Well, yeah, I was about to say spicy, but that's pretty much the opposite of what that comp is. It's icy. Very icy.
Did you end up finding Belinda at all, Simba?
No, not in Mercenaries. I have like 3 copies in Standard. It's just way too many. But no.
Yeah, she. How about that? Does not get played in Standard.
Wait a minute, T5. Are you listening? So, like, maybe if we have duplicates of the characters in Standard, we could just copy them over to Mercenaries. That'd be great.
That'd be kind of sick.
Then we can start. It'll be like. I'm trying to think of a good example. I think 90s kids would probably understand this more. But like when you had, you know, collect them all kind of things that I feel like things like that were super popular in the 90s, like when we were growing up.
Yeah.
But you had similarities, right? Or things that were very similar, or it was like the same thing, but, you know, seasonal or something. I'm just trying to give an example. So like Pikachu.
No, for sure.
But then you'd have like Pikachu with like a Christmas hat, and then you'd have Pikachu with this, and then it'd be like collect them all. That's what we need. So you'd have like,
so if we're all the if we're characters. Going down the 80s 90s train, let's see, you got McDonald's toys, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Then there was collectible, you had Pogs, you had like Garbage Pail Kids, you know, goofy stuff like that. Then all that stuff went digital. You got Pokemon now, and now the kids with their non-fungible tokens with their ugly monkeys and whatever, and there's lazy lions, you know, it's always been a thing. Gotta collect them all.
That's right.
Except the big difference between then and now is I can actually physically hold a toy in my hands as opposed to an NFT, which I cannot.
That's true. You could try. It would not work.
I could try, you know, I can try to go find the, you know, the server farm, like wherever it is, and like just physically hold the GPU that's mining the blocks, but it's not really the same thing.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's just a little different. Maybe you could get it in like a cube, or like it's projected inside the cube, and you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't really know what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Does anybody really know what they're saying?
Some people do. Some people pretend like they do. And then there's me. Sometimes I'm funny. So we're all living our best lives.
That's right.
I mean, if you're listening, Team 5, no NFTs for Mercenaries. Don't
want them. Well, yeah, no. I can hold my phone in my hand, and I'm kind of holding my Mercenaries. That's about as close as we're getting.
Did you just turn Mercenaries into Tamagotchis? That's kind of cool.
Yes, yes. I need to log in and feed them. I need to feed my Mercs.
I thought you were saying Tamagotchis. I was like, those are dead, girlfriend. Those.
I don't know.
Tell us that you need to log in. No?
My partner found one at the bottom of a box when we were moving, and they turned it on, and that sucker worked.
Was it alive?
I mean, they were pressing the buttons. I don't really know what that means, but it seems
the important part is if the pet is alive. If it's dead, it doesn't matter if the box works.
I'll find out. I'll talk to the NFT veterinarian and see if the Tamagotchi is still alive.
It's like I got a cage with a dead rat in it, but it's still cute, so I keep it. No, you gotta this no. It's, that's just
it's dead. A dead parrot.
You stop that right now.
My God. It has ceased to be. It has shuffled off its mortal coil.
That's a good card. I like that.
This
card.
This is an ex parrot.
Ex parrot. Anyways, don't starve your Tamagotchis. That's I don't know, man.
Yes. It would be cool, though, if there was cross-promotion between the modes a little bit more.
Yes. I think that's what we're trying to say. Cross-promotion between the modes would be super cool. I think it would help people drive people over. Like, I'm already going to go play Standard anyway. You may as well give me, like, some goodies for doing both, you know? And then drive people to Mercenaries who haven't played Mercenaries yet, you know?
I wonder... I don't know if we've talked about this before, but one thing I just thought of with that would be like a great way to do it would be something like, let's say, going back to the time they had the big Diablo stuff going on in Battlegrounds, right? What if during that promotional time, you could also get double Diablo coins in Mercenaries? Every time you got Diablo coins, just Diablo coins were doubled, you know, like just like short events like that.
That would be cool.
I think it would drive people to Mercenaries, you know, or if there's like a Murloc expansion, you know, then like the whole first week or first 2 weeks of the expansion launch or something, any Murlocs in Mercenaries would get double coins or something. Like, I don't know. I think that would be really cool. And Blizzard has always done really well with like, or at least before, I don't know if they have as much the last couple of years, but in the past, they always did a lot of cross-promoting between their games, right? Like cross-promoting between, if you play WoW, you'll get something in Hearthstone, or even we've seen that with the card backs, right? Heroes of the Storm card back, or StarCraft card back for something. They could cross-promote within Hearthstone across the different modes, too. I think that would be really, really cool, and it could be a way to really drive and help bring more people to Mercenaries more consistently. But I think the Training Grounds was a very good start.
Yeah. Dawn over here having a big brain moment.
Oh, yeah, big brain. I feel so smart.
It reminds me of the Pokerus virus. I don't know if you guys play a bunch or a little bit of Pokemon, but yeah, that's sort of
the Pokerus.
I know it's totally different, but that's what it reminded me of initially.
Well, they honestly did that in
Hearthstone too with the Hakar card back, right?
Oh, the one where like if you played against somebody that had the card back or the card back, then you got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's sick.
It was pretty cool for like the 2 days where that was a thing before everybody got it.
Yeah.
But it sure made people queue a lot though. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be hilarious if they did one of those where like you get like a special Dormu card back if both players are playing a Nas deck or something like that.
Yes.
Well, that'd be sick. Because you know how many people on ladder are going to do that? None. And like, you can't do it in casual because everybody would just go into casual with a random ass deck that has Nas Dormu. No, ladder.
No, the prize for both players playing a Nas deck is that you get to play a 15-second game. That's the real prize.
That's the real prize.
Seriously. They were just playing speed Hearthstone. That's fun. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree. I mean, this is not the game mode we're supposed to be talking about, but like, I don't like 42-minute games. I actually hate 42-minute games. Because then even if I win, I go, haha, yeah, I won. And I got 1 star when I could have got 6.
Yeah. Well, we can tie that into Mercenaries, I think, because like the Training Grounds, we just talked about how that reduced our playtime in terms of having to commit to certain things. So we've actually been able to put time into the aspect of the game we want, if that makes sense.
And yeah.
That's true.
And like the promotional period thing you're talking about, Don, like the gacha games do this all the time where it's like, you know, 2 times whatever currency weekend for this specific you know, object or faction in the game, you know, so they could totally do that. It could just be a rotating thing, like this weekend, all Murlocs get, you know, 2x coins. All Pirates get 2x coins. You know, double experience for Frost and Fire, whatever, you know, anything. Alliance characters, Horde characters. They could totally do that, and I think that would probably encourage people to play the game more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think especially with the rate at which they're adding mercenaries, if they keep up with this pace and adding like 4, 5, 6 mercenaries every time, I think they will have to have some sort of catch-up type mechanic like that, even on top of the training grounds. I think the training grounds is a catch-up type mechanic for people who haven't leveled all their stuff, and I think that's fantastic. But I also would love to see more, because I think, again, that would, I mean, we just said already, since the training grounds came out, we've made sure that we're at least logging in. We're getting into the mercenaries game mode multiple times a week. I don't know about you guys, but when I've done that, most of the time, I actually end up playing a little bit. I'm like, oh, let me go check my training grounds. Oh, well, while I'm here, I'm going to try to just complete a couple bounties for the daily task. Or, oh, I'm pretty close to completing a task with, you know, whatever, a cookie, because that's what I see on my screen. Be like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Like, I could just do that real quick. And then I actually spend more time playing the game. And I think adding in other things like that would build on top of that. And that would be a really cool way to keep people coming back into the game mode. Because that's what this is all about, right? They're adding these new bounties, which we'll also talk real quickly about the new PvE area. Adding mercs and adding the new areas and stuff is great, but at the same time, if people come in, and like for me, I bought the Belinda little bundle thing, so I got Belinda and then like 10 packs or whatever it was, and within those packs I ended up opening, because I had all of the other mercenaries already, I got the 5 new mercs. So like, nice. I immediately already had them, so if I get them the day of them launching, what incentive do I have to keep wanting to come back in more often, you know, than, or if like, if you play through the PvE stuff and you beat it in the first 2 days, you're gonna be like, okay, well, that's done. I'll log back in now the next time they release new stuff.
Yeah, the release times between PvE is like pretty wide.
Yeah. Well, let's talk before we start wrapping up about the new PvE areas. I think we mentioned before we started recording, but have any of us gotten actually to the Alteric Valley bounties yet?
I'm actually stuck. I'm actually stuck pre Alteric Valley stuff.
Yeah.
I'm no. Still on Blackrock Mountain.
Yeah, those things, man, those are tough. Like, I don't know if I should say I'm sad or kudos, because those things...
I'm close. I need to get back to it. Like, I've only got to do 3 more before I can punch into Alterac, you know? But now that we have a lot more mercs available, I feel like it'll be easier for me to power through this.
I think the lack of checkpoints in general when it comes to beating things, especially on Heroic, I wouldn't say it's deterring me from playing necessarily, but I'll only do so many runs, if that makes sense. Like, if I get to the boss, or I get right before the boss, and I lose a mercenary, right, and I know there's no way I can win, like, I'll only do that a certain number of times, because the farther you get in, the more encounters you have to beat to get the boss, you know? And so it's just, it's hard to justify sitting there for 15 minutes and losing 3 times in a row, and then, like, pushing through, just like continuing on until you win. I'd be like, no, I'll do it a different day, or I'll do it a different week, right? Like, that's 45 minutes and I've got like consolation coins at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, doing any bounty that deep into the PvE section is a commitment of time. You know, like I can bang out, you know, 3 or 4 games on standard in, you know, 20 minutes. One tough bounty might take me a chunk longer than that. So it's, like, it's dedication, you know, that you gotta sit there and dedicate time to doing the PvE stuff, and at least this deep. So, you know, of course, now that I'm sort of settled in, I'm kind of dedicated to doing that because I do want to talk about Alterac Valley, you know, like as soon as we can. But yeah, I got to get caught up.
Yeah, and see, I haven't either, and I've been stuck on Rend Blackhand. Like, I haven't even made it to all the bosses in Blackrock Valley because I'm stuck. And part of it is because I haven't had the mercs leveled to be able to put together the greatest comps to beat those bosses, which now, I mean, I did, like, level the one that I needed or whatever. So I have a comp now that I'm trying to use. But at the same time, it's also like, I can't even get through these. And now you're telling me that these new mercs that I've leveled to 30 now through the training grounds, I can't progress them further because I don't have the coins, because I can't get to the spot where I can grind right. their coins. So now I feel like I'm behind a wall because it's like, oh, well, shoot, I can level them, but I can't really get their coins very easily now. And it's like, well, that's a bummer. I'm sad now. I want to be able to play with these new mercs. But yeah, we talked about how sad it is when they're at that level one. It's like, well, that's not going to be useful.
Yeah, because you bring them in and then they do next to null on the damage scale. And you're like, ah, you're not helpful. Like, I love you here, but we're not assist.
And you don't have them. I mean, they're at level 30, but... It's like, okay, well, they're still probably going to die in, like, two hits. Because I'm not doing anything with their abilities, so they're not actually helpful, like you said. Like, they're not contributing. And, yeah, it's just kind of an interesting dilemma that I've noticed with the being stuck and having to get more of their coins in the next PvE area. But I could put them up to level in the training grounds. So, like... Just an interesting interaction that I wasn't expecting until it happened. And then I went, huh, well, didn't think this one through right now.
Yeah. And I feel like there's an easy way to fix this too. Just make the coins for various mercs accessible in various places. Like, don't put all the new mercs behind the coins behind the new PvE where people aren't, you know, might not have the collection powered up enough to actually do the content, because then you're stuck in that dilemma like you talked about. So either that or, like, you know, it was, we talked about the mysterious stranger giving you a choice of which merc to pick the task for, which is amazing. So can we do that for coins? Like, okay, I'm about to do this bounty and I can at least press a button somewhere that says, I want to, you know, improve my chances of getting coins for this mercenary, you know, and you got, so it doesn't matter which, you know, if I could be in Winter Spring and I want Belinda coins to pop, you know, at least give me the option, like at least give me the ability to take that chance rather than having to grind all the way to literally the end of Alterac Valley before I can get Belinda coins. That's a pretty big wall.
Yeah, because if you're not getting any packs and that's how you were going to get Belinda, was to grind out the coins, you don't have that option. There's no obtaining those coins because you can't even get to the bounty.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You can get her. You can also get them from Popsicooler, but that's third to last last. But you know, and that just brings up the other thing, too. Like, as they add more mercs to the game, that dilutes the pool of coins you can get from packs. So packs end up having less value because you're probably getting a bunch of coins for mercs you're not leveling up anymore. So there's the more mercs you have, the fewer chances you're going to get of getting coins for newer mercs. So, like, they might have to do something about that too, where, you know, maybe they have coin packs for specific releases, maybe. I don't know, but it's, yeah, like, I wouldn't even buy packs to try to get Belinda coins because the odds are so low that I actually get Belinda coins out of a pack right now.
Yeah. Yeah, which I think is a reason why they started implementing in the shop the specific coins. Like, I think I saw in my shop, I have, like, you know, I could pay whatever $10 for, like, 300 Gul'dan.
Yeah. $15 for 450 Belinda coins, which will upgrade three abilities. No. Yes.
I mean,
or get you to almost crafter.
Yeah. So they right. do have an option. It's just it's a different wall, right? It's a paywall instead of the working through the bounties difficulty wall. But I don't know. I think that's why I would love to see special event type of things where you can try to grind those coins. Or yeah, it really is going to be interesting as they add more and more. I mean, you think we've already jumped up from what it was 51 mercs at launch, and now there's 60. I think we're talking about there's 60.
I've only got 9 new ones.
5.
That can't be right. Let's see.
6, I don't remember.
12, 18, yeah, 24, 27, 30, 33, 6, 9, 42, 5, 8, 51, 4, 7, 63, 6, 9, 70, 70, 71 mercs.
Okay, so we've gotten 20. So we've gotten 20 new mercs.
Like five in a bunch. Yeah.
The mode has now been out for just barely 4 months. So yeah. 5 new mercs a month. Yeah. They will, I think, need to add some sort of mechanic for the coins. Because, yeah, like you said, there's going to be too many ways to start spreading that too thin. And it's going to be really difficult. And I don't know if people are going to want to invest money into that. And well, the more mercs that get
added, you've got
to
at least give people the option to do it for free, right?
Right.
Like, it can't be where the only way to progress is to pay, because then your game mode is just dead at that point.
Yeah. You got any thoughts on that, Simba?
I'm trying to figure out what a solution could be. That's what I've been trying to think of for, like, the last 4 or 5 minutes. Like, how can you just make it accessible at all times? Like, I've been trying to think about if you, like, do more coins in the tasks, or, like, added another mode, like we had talked about a couple weeks ago with, like, Perpetual or something like that. Because none of the modes are technically pay to win. Technically. But some feel more like you have to buy things than others.
Yeah. I mean, my opinion has always been leave the money for the cosmetics, you know, and let everybody grind it out equally. But that's obviously not the path they've taken. But yeah, just the coin, the more mercs they add, and the more difficult the PvE gets, then the more difficult it gets to get coins, and you need coins to progress your collection. And so it's gonna reach a point where there's just no practical way to get coins other than just chance, like getting it from a pack or getting it from the campfire. So, you know, the only other way to do it reliably, semi-reliably, is to go after mysterious strangers, but that is such a time commitment to go hunting after mysterious strangers, you know? So, and even then, it's not 100% guaranteed that you're going to get coins for somebody who's in your party. It's basically 50-50, assuming you hit the mysterious stranger and not a spud.
Right.
So it's, yeah, there's, the coins are clearly becoming the hottest thing on the plate.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I wonder if they may need to start toning down the difficulty of some of the PvE stuff as more, you know, I mean, like we were talking about, all three of us with, I mean, I have all of the mercenaries. You guys have a good chunk of the mercenaries. And yeah. All three of us are stuck in, like, we can't even play the new stuff because we're stuck, because we're struggling because of the difficulty. And I know we've talked about it a couple times, Simba's brought it up multiple times, you know, that repetition of having to go all the way through to the boss. Then if you lose, you got to go all the way through to the boss. Then if you lose, you got to go all the way through to the boss. So maybe there needs to be, like, as more things get added, maybe as they add more PvE areas, they need to, like, tone down the difficulty of previous ones. I'm not sure. That could be something, a route that they could go. It's going to be interesting to see how they keep changing things, though, because it does feel like they're putting out a lot very quickly.
Yeah,
they are. They are for sure. I mean, I don't pay attention to duels or anything like that very much, but Mercenaries has put out the most stuff in the shortest amount of time that I personally have experienced. which yeah. is not necessarily a negative comment, but definitely right. the most in the shortest amount of time.
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts before we wrap it up for this week?
I think we're good. All right. I'm still excited about where it's going, but it's yes. it's that work in progress is still working in progress. You know, they got us some cool mercs to play with for now, but progression is still tough sometimes.
Yes. Agreed. Well,
it'll even out.
Well, if you want to find more from the show, you can also find us uploading on YouTube. You can find us everywhere that you can find audio podcasts and on Twitter at Spirit Healer Pod. You can send us an email over at spirithealerpodcast@gmail.com and join in the discussions in our Discord. We have that linked in our show notes and it is attached on our top pinned tweet on Twitter. So make sure you go over there and you can join our Discord. And we want to thank Purple Cat for the use of the amazing music that we use for the show. To find more from each of us, you can find me over on Twitter at DonnieDK. That's DawnieDK. My Hearthstone and Hearthstone YouTube and on Twitch live streaming. You can find me there at DragonRiderDK or check out my channel, Simple Side of Content Creation, for some content creation focused videos. And talking everything standard Hearthstone over at the Dr. 3HS podcast. And Cinder, where can we find more from you?
Twitter, at Cinder Ascendant. Come ask me about my D&D campaign planning. That's a fun topic. So I could Ooh. Go on for days about that.
That does sound exciting.
That actually be interesting if we did like a Hearthstone D&D thing, like a Hearthstone Minecraft server. Never heard of any of those. I don't know, that was a random thought. But.
Oh, just like a crossover community type thing.
Yes, that. Yeah. Exactly that.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, speaking of the community and where people can find even more, where can we find more from you, Simba?
I'm out everywhere at SimbaTV_ with the Twitters and the Twitches and the Instagrams, and then SimbaStone for the Hearthstone channel, because that's where I'm going to put all my stuff Hearthstone related, and I kind of have a... want to do some guides on this mercenaries game mode now. Before I was like, I don't know if I want to do that, but now that I can get on my mercenaries at 30, I'm like, dude, I could totally do that. I've been stuck here for long enough. If I figure out how to do it, I should just let everyone else know how to do it.
Yes, please. I'm still waiting on that.
my Death Rattle Priest guide.
I have a perfected list sitting in my decks right now. I just have to play a few games and chop it.
Exactly. There you go. So make sure that you go check out everything that we are doing outside of this podcast. But for now, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for choosing us as your resting place of choice.